Look, the biggest podcast where you can learn them lessons. Line for line where you can learn from different sections. Made it out the mud, come tell your story, blessings. Never know who listening, never know who stressing. Devon gave you a voice, come speak your honest truth. Line for line, go bar for bar, it's up to you. Wanna talk sports, gov, and politics? Wanna talk about where you from and your accomplishments? The Line for Line is really where you need to be. A platform that's really made for folks like you and me. You can find it all no matter what you seek. Whether you calling or you listening, tune in every week.
All right. Just like that, ladies and gentlemen, we're back in another very special episode of Line for Line Podcast. I'm your host with the most, Devon Booker. We have a very special young gentleman in the building. We have your airness in the building, Mr. MJ Take Flight. MJ, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great, man.
How does it feel to be on your first ever podcast?
A little nervous.
Uh-oh. So can we start by breaking the ice? Just tell us how to pronounce your name so we're not slaughtering it.
The way you pronounce my name is Manasseh.
And what's the origin behind that?
It's from the Bible, from the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. And it's my dad's name too, so I just got named after him.
Got it.
MJ comes from Manasseh Jr.
Nice. Can you just bring your mic just a little bit closer to you? Yeah. There you go. Now we can hear you. All right. The most cliche thing that we like to do when we start Line for Line podcast, just tell the people just a little bit about you, how you got started, how you took a liking to basketball. Just give us the story. I'll ask you questions along the way.
All right. So it all started when I was five, you know, started playing at the rec and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And just, it was fun to play. I never took it seriously until, I would say freshman year is when I took basketball seriously.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. It was like, I don't know. It's just like, I played it for fun. Mm-hmm. And then once I got to freshman year, I realized, hey, I'm actually kind of like good. I can make a career out of this. I didn't even play travel ball until I was like in seventh grade either.
For real?
Yeah, I started late.
What were you doing before? You football, baseball?
No, I just played basketball. That was the only sport I played, but it was just like I never took it seriously. Like I would always just play whenever the seasons would come around.
Mm-hmm.
Never like over the summer for AAU.
And you're making that up?
No, I swear to God.
What?
Yes. I didn't start playing AAU till seventh grade. And then I played for Evolution for seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
Then went to World Hoops for eighth freshman year. And I went to Phenom University my sophomore and junior year.
Okay.
Yeah, so it all just came up. And then freshman year, I remember Phenom asked me to play for him. And I was like, maybe I could actually like go somewhere with this.
Mm. How tall are you now?
I'm 6'6 right now. So
were you like always the tallest kid around? Was it your height that everyone noticed you?
I mean, like I was kind of tall, but it was like I was never the tallest in the room.
No way.
Yeah, I was like only 5'10" eighth grade.
That's right.
Yeah.
So during like before you started playing basketball seriously, obviously, what would you do in the summertime? How would you like practice on getting better and things of that?
I wouldn't even really practice at all. That was a thing. I would just be like, just play outside. I wouldn't even be thinking about basketball.
For who?
Yeah, I would not be practicing basketball until like seventh grade, until I got AAU, because obviously I'd have AAU practice.
Uh-huh.
I would never go to the gym and like shoot around or anything before that. Like, at all.
Yeah. Were you in a gym at all? At least trying to get bigger, get stronger?
Nah, I didn't really get into the gym until like eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I wasn't even in the weight room until eighth grade either. That was a thing.
Who have been some of the people that you had in your ear letting you know, MJ, you can take this to the next level. You could be as good as you want. And like, who were some of those people that you had?
Definitely my mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
Especially my dad was the one that told me like, you literally have the perfect athleticism, body for all this. You can go as far as you want.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, she's the one that's been in my ear every single day, after every game, like trying to push me farther and farther. She's like, yeah, you scored 30 points this one game. Next game, I'm going to need you to drop 40. Or she's like, yeah, you just play terrible. I never want to see this again.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, my mom's always on me. She's always pushing me to do better. Same with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, those are the two biggest influences on me in sports right now. Like, they're always they're, like, supportive, but, like, they want to see me do better and better and better.
Of course. What would you say has been the biggest change for you once you did realize that you could make a career out of this and you could possibly take this to the next level? What were some things that changed for you?
Obviously, like, my growth in my game and all that. Like, I started practicing more because, like, sophomore year, I didn't do anything for high school. Like, I was, like, a role player. I wasn't that big. And then came off of that AAU year, and then I was playing, and then I was, like, big talk around the city and all that,
yeah,
saying I was, like, a good player and all that. I was, like, maybe I can make this a career. And then I got my first offer in January from UW-Milwaukee my junior year.
Let's go.
So I was, like, I was like, damn, maybe we could go somewhere.
How did that feel when you did get the offer from them?
It was like, because they invited me up for a game, right? Uh-huh. And I'm sitting there, they're watching, they call me down at the end of the game, and then like I was talking to Coach Lundy, and then he was like, yeah, we'd like to offer you. And mm-hmm. I was like the whole earth just froze for me. I was like, I dreamed of it my whole life, and mm-hmm. I was just like, it finally happened.
Yeah, and a lot of people fail to realize that Milwaukee Panthers are Division I basketball as well, too. Line for line has credentials to the Milwaukee Panthers. That's the only reason why I'm saying that. No, I'm just like, I'm not, but we do have credentials, but we'll see if that is where you choose to go as well, too. But can you just tell us a little bit about the type of player you are out there on the court and what you see and how you're able to dominate the game so easy?
Just really my versatility on the court, just mm-hmm. being able to, what's it called, just play, pay, mid-range and three, and just overall just be an overall threat. Like, if you watch a Central game, whenever I touched the ball, there was three people around me. Mm-hmm. And they were in a zone, and they did not want me to touch the ball. And that's with every team, though.
Yeah, they don't.
They're just like, if once he touches it, you got to crowd him. Mm-hmm. Make him pass the ball. Make anybody else beat us. So, really, just – and I'll just say, like, my mindset, like, I just go out there, I'm like, there's no reason why I shouldn't drop 20 on this dude, or mm-hmm. like, I should at least just kill, you know? Just don't take it lightly. Mm-hmm. Just have a dominant mindset.
Yeah. What would you say has been the most tough lesson that you've learned throughout this whole journey of becoming the player you are today?
Definitely the start of my sophomore year when I thought I was the best player on the team, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought my coach knew that too. So I was like, I was trying to be like nonchalant during practice. I'd barely try and all that. And then I wouldn't play. And then I was like, I'm the best player on the team. Why am I not playing? Mm-hmm. And then, like, he sat down and talked with me, and was like, I know you can do better. You just aren't putting in any effort. Like, I just expected to get playing time, but he wanted me to work for it. And then it came during the end of the year, so it was like, and just adjusting and all that, just because, like, I didn't know what he wanted to do with me and all that. Like, mm-hmm. it was effort-wise, so it was like, I was kind of, like, jogging through it and started running through it, and he would probably say the same thing. So I adjusted to that. Same with AAU, it was like, I didn't expect the big leap from just regular AAU to the EYBL circuit. It's a whole different game. You got grown men out there and mm-hmm. all that, and it's just adjusting. Just whatever they tell you to do, just do it, because that's where all your playing time is going to come from and just how you're going to get looked at.
Of course, of course. Can you just tell us a little bit about the atmosphere change, like when you were starting to play basketball versus who you are now, getting the recognition that you do get throughout the world and city as well?
Yeah, I would say it's all crazy. Like, what's it called? Just the atmosphere is like, whenever I go to a game, I just know there's going to be people there watching me. Right? Mm-hmm. And like, I know there's a lot of people out there. They want to see me fail. Like, mm-hmm. obviously, they want to see me. They want to catch me on my off game because they'll satisfy them. And the atmosphere, I feel like it's a love-hate atmosphere no matter what game it is. Mm-hmm. It can be, oh, like, we're all cheering for you, and then one game I can play bad, and it's like, we don't mess with you like that. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, you had 10 points. Like, you're not all that at all.
Yeah, come on, man. Yeah. So I know you get a little bit of hate as well, too. Can you just tell us how you block that out and what the hate is like for you? Especially, you're national with it. You're all over the news, all over IG with it. Tell us what that's like for you.
I mean, the hate just... I guess it's always evident. No, I know it's going to follow me everywhere I go. So it's just like, I'm just going to cope with it and just use that hate. If someone says, oh, he's just a big, like, he can't do anything. And then I go out, I'm dribbling the ball, I drop 5 assists. Like,
yeah,
how are they going to really tell me? Like, and a lot of hate comes with, like, people thought my offer was fake at one point.
No way.
Yeah, people were like, how come there's no discussion with it? How come, like, no one talks about it? And it's like, well... Because, like, I never said anything about it, but
yeah,
people thought my offer was fake, and then, because I just don't know. It's just what I hear around. Like, I go to the gym, you know, people talk to me all the time, and just that people doubted me my whole life, really. Mm-hmm. And, like, in middle school, probably the freshman year, if someone were to, like, hate on me, I would probably believe it because I wasn't the best. Mm-hmm. But now, like, in the place I am now, like, obviously, if someone hates on me, I'm just going to use that just to, like, I don't know even how to say it.
Welcome to the world we live in, my friend. Yeah. If they're not talking about you, that means you're not doing enough.
Yeah. If someone isn't hating on me, I'm not doing something right. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, people are going to say, oh, he's not that good. He's just tall and athletic. And just, I remember this one time, right? My mom sent me a screenshot from Facebook. It was this one woman saying, he's not really that good. They just only focus on him and not like everyone around him and all that. And I don't even think she was like related to anybody that went to my school. She was just pure just hating on me, just mm-hmm. saying like he's not that good and all that. Like they should focus around all the players on the team. And he's not even the best in his conference. And which at the time I was leading the conference in rebounds and points.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, do you know what you're talking about? Honestly,
yeah, you're going to get that a lot, young man. Seriously, yeah, especially as you reach new levels, there's always going to be that discussion of, oh, well, he did this, but why didn't he do this? Like,
exactly.
It's never going to be enough. And that's when you really just have to hone into who you are, your values, and what got you there, and really just not look at it, not focus on it. You know, obviously, you might see the chatter, hear the chatter too, but if you take it with you, you're just going to not be a good player as well if you're holding on to what other people are saying. Because at the end of the day, who has to go out there and lace them up? Only you. You're out there by yourself. You're not out there with them. So just make sure you keep doing it for them. I mean, for you, excuse me. But can you just tell us a little about the team that you guys got for your senior year this year, right? Mm-hmm. Just tell us a little bit about what it's like having a team of guys that you do have and how good you guys can be.
I think definitely we can be a conversation for state
mm-hmm.
with the players we have. I just think it's just more of like, so with our players we have a long athletic lineups, definitely. It's just, I feel like sometimes we get lackadaisical mm-hmm. and that's how we like lose some games because we just like, we have like a little like slow portion for a good 4 or 3 minutes
mm-hmm.
where we won't score, or we just like, that's where I think teams beat us. And really just depending on, we like depend on hitting the threes and all that from like our guards and all that. And sometimes if they're not falling, what else are we supposed to do?
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. And most teams know, hey, zone them, because man to man, I don't think really any teams in this area could finish a game playing man to man on us at all.
Yeah.
Like they can play man to man, but what will the outcome of the game be?
Course.
Yeah.
With you being one of the top players on the team, what are those conversations like that you're having with your teammates when you guys are struggling to get your shots knocked down?
It's just, I gotta like coach them up at a standpoint as a player, like, hey, you know, this isn't working, let's try this instead, you know, mm-hmm. Let's look for this. And sometimes it comes from other players communicating with me, like, hey, if you catch the ball here, look, I'm wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have a lot of that. I feel like it's just communication with everyone on the team, everyone on the floor. As long as I feel like everybody's communication, and then like once it works once, then of course we're going to get momentum, and then we do it again and again.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't think there's no putting us out of that.
If there was a piece of advice that you could give to your teammates who might be watching this video, what would that advice be for your teammates that you got on your team?
Just when I say this a lot during practice and all that, just don't be afraid to shoot the ball.
Mm-hmm.
If we just play stagnant and pass the ball around, they're just going to sit there. And if we're just not, even if it's a bad shot, at least make it to where it puts pressure on the defense to move and say, hey, he's going to shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just, and constant movement too. Like when we move, like if you watch Steph Curry play, he's always moving. That's why he's like one of the hardest players to guard, because
mm-hmm.
he never stops. If we never stop too, I feel like, yeah, we're going to be a really hard team to guard.
Of course, of course. With this being your senior year, what would be that mark that you want to leave behind once it's all said and done? And when your name's brought up and you're off in college playing ball, what is it that you want to be brought up when it comes to MJ?
Definitely want to bring a state title home to Indian Trail High School Academy by the time I leave. Just bring them the deepest they have ever been. Mm-hmm. So it's like when you bring that team up and you bring me up, that'll be tied to it. And just overall, just leave them. Just say, hey, this was the best team in history we had. He was on it. This person was on it. Just make it like a team that other people will compare themselves to in the future. Like, say, like the freshman team, when it's their senior year, they're going to be like, hey, we want to be better than the 23-24 ITA basketball team.
Of course, of course. As we get ready to close out this phenomenal episode, is there anyone out there that you'd like to give a shout out to that may have helped you along the way, brought you to practice, made sure you had Gatorade in your bag, whatever the case may be?
My mom and dad, you know, they got me to this point. If it wasn't without them, I wouldn't even be here, man. I'll probably be on the game right now. I'll be on the game right now if it wasn't for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That being said, ladies and gentlemen, that's another episode of Line for Line Podcast. I'm your host with the most, Devon Booker, and that was MJ Take Flight. You calling, are you listening? Tune in every week. Line for Line. Oh, yeah, I'm going Line for Line.